At least 200 people have been confirmed dead after Cyclone Mocha hit the coast of Myanmar on Sunday. The news has taken several days to get out after communications to the northwestern town of Sitwe were knocked out. Camps housing hundreds of thousands of displaced Rohingya Muslims were badly hit, as our correspondent Tony Cheng reports.
A coffin is carried out of a Rohingya camp on the edge of Sitwe in northwest Myanmar. Another victim of Cyclone Mocha, that's reported to have killed hundreds of people when it hit on Sunday night. In the light of day, the full devastation caused by the storm is clear. Flimsy structures that are home to hundreds of thousands of ethnic Rohingya, displaced by Myanmar's military, no match for winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour.
There were many people who got wounded due to the storm, even around this place. Some got wounds in legs and hands. Many died.
When the storm got stronger, I ran away from this place with my children as I did not want to die. But we sank in the water and people saved us by pulling us out.
The tropical cyclone left widespread damage in its wake. Fishing boats, a vital part of the economy, piled up like fresh tinder along the coast. Many buildings with more sturdy structures, now without roofs, windows or doors. The area has been cut off since Sunday with roads blocked and communications down. People here told Al Jazeera there's very little aid relief and medical services have stopped. Myanmar State TV showed Senior General Min Aung Hlaing inspecting damage in the area on Monday. Official sources had said only three people died in the storm. That number's likely to rise sharply as communication lines are restored. In neighboring Bangladesh, where more than 1 million Rohingya refugees live in camps, repairs are already underway. It's a huge strain on people with such limited resources, although many feared it could have been worse. And it's a devastating blow both for those displaced and those who remained at home. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.
Well, Sharif Ahmad is the head of programs for Myanmar and Bangladesh at Islamic Relief Worldwide. He says displaced people in that region are especially vulnerable to extreme weather events.
Rakhine State, you know, is a conflict zone area and people overall socioeconomic condition is very poor. So their housing condition and other facilities also not so strong. There is a massive destruction happened in IDP camps situated in Rakhine situated township areas, as well as another township park two areas, as well as rural communities. You know, around 600,000 Rohingya communities also living in rural areas. So there is a massive damage happened in rural people houses also. And in IDP camps, 100% IDP shelters, roofing of their shelters damaged. But some houses are collapsed around 10 to 15%. This water surge actually washed away most of the people's belongings. So they desperately need food now, and then also they need NFIs like kitchen utensil. We have to support for their wash facilities, as well as we have to look into their children and women protection and safety issues also. So right now, no one can reach there with vehicle. There is only way to go there with motorcycle because the road are not fully cleared yet.